David, always a pleasure chatting with you, my friend. How are things?
Good. Nice to be back here.
Yeah, well,
it's been a while.
It's been a while, but it's good to get you back in. It's summertime, so I mean, I've been away a lot of the summer as well. So it's been an easier road as far as work goes over the summer. But you know, one of the things that you know, we'll talk about Bichette, of course, and those Blue Jays players. But a guy that we haven't talked about a lot recently, and it's because he's injured, is Lourdes Gurriel, and it was pretty amazing what led to his turnaround, which you documented very well on Sportsnet.ca.
Yeah, it was essentially a redemption kind of 40 days for Gurriel when he went to Buffalo. If you guys recall, in mid-April, before he was sent down, he had just had back-to-back games of really bad throwing errors, which, you know, were classified as the yips. And that, of course, is a taboo subject in baseball, and the Blue Jays weren't calling it that publicly, but let's be honest, that's what it was. It was the yips. He had trouble throwing. And when he was sent down to the minors, his career was in a bit of a precarious spot. We've seen the yips kind of derail the career of, you know, Chuck Knobloch, for example, Rick Ankiel. It can have a devastating impact mentally on a player. But Gurriel, to his credit, he went down to AAA and was set on, first of all, just fixing his throwing. And eventually what happened was they moved him off of second base and into the outfield just for versatility reasons. And it ended up unlocking a different side of Gurriel and really unlocking the potential that the Blue Jays had seen right when they had scouted him way back in 2016.
Well, and, you know, if he can be the player he showed when he's healthy, that changes the outlook of that Blue Jays lineup all of a sudden because, you know, they might already have six or seven answers, especially if Teoscar can keep playing this way and Randall Grichuk's game's back. But, you know, the real story evolves around Vlad Guerrero, Kevin Biggio, and right now the star of the show is Bo Bichette. And when you look at Bo Bichette and what he's doing, David, I mean, this kid looks like he belongs in the majors, and he acts like it too.
Yeah, I was actually in Buffalo reporting this Gurriel piece when I had a chance to speak to Bo Bichette. And it was mid-July, and the confidence this kid has is quite amazing. It's something to be marveled at. I remember asking him, because around that time he had sent out a little bit of an ominous tweet saying that you can't control certain outcomes. You know, you just have to focus on yourself. So I asked him about the tweet, which came on the heels of someone else getting promoted to the Jays and at a point when he was still in Buffalo. And he mentioned and he said, you know, I think I deserve to be in the big leagues. I've done everything the Blue Jays have asked me to do, and I'm still not up there. So if they have something they want me to improve on, they need to tell me. And that created a little bit of a mini firestorm here in Toronto, because anytime a top prospect says something as harsh as that, kind of criticizing the organization, it opens eyes. But to Bo Bichette's credit, I mean, he was ready, right? He jumped into the majors and hit the ground running with a historic start. And that's something that even Vlad wasn't able to do. It took Vlad a while to get his feet under him in the majors, and now he looks great. But credit Bo Bichette for backing up strong words with even stronger play.
How much of it also is that his mental side of things is super impressive? Like, of course, he's got the skill. He's talented. He was one of the top prospects in baseball before arriving here to the majors. But simply the way he handles himself, and maybe some would call it overconfidence, that air of swagger, like, hey, I belong. I already know I belong. Let me display and showcase why I believe this way and why I think I'm going to stick around for a very long time. And to an extent, too, when he was at lower levels, the fact that he wasn't afraid to run his mouth just a little bit in terms of backing up his play with a few words here and there.
Yeah, so in my reporting for the Gurriel piece and a current piece I'm working on, as well as stuff I did earlier in the year on Vlad, one of the things that baseball observers and executives and people inside the game comment on is when you have players like Biggio and Vlad and Bichette, and Gurriel to an extent because his father was baseball royalty in Cuba, when you have guys who grow up as sons of big leaguers and, you know, really good big leaguers, these guys grow up around the game, and the effect of that can't be understated. They go into situations now where they're basically unfazed, right? They've been exposed to major league life their whole, you know, since they were children. And that does have a lasting effect, because when they get into playing, they just, things are just different for them. They don't have to worry about everything being brand new and them being thrust like a deer in headlights when they get into the majors. I mean, the whole experience of being in a major league clubhouse is something that's new to them. And with Bichette, he's a prime example of that. Dante Bichette was a major league borderline star for a long time. And, you know, Bichette grew up around that. So it's not surprising in a sense to see that kind of swagger, because in a way, Vlad also carries that same swagger, and Gurriel to a certain extent has that as well.
So then how much do you focus heading into like free agency eventually that this Blue Jays team needs to get veterans so they can set the room straight? Or is it different because of what you're saying? And guys like Vladdy, guys like Bo, they've been around the game forever, really. So they're not going to get too intimidated. Or is it still important to have that factor of a steadying presence, a guy who's been through some slumps, been through some highs and lows, and just trying to tie that room together a little bit nicer?
That's a great question. I think right now, Justin Smoke is that guy for these Blue Jays. He's the guy who is being counted on to, anytime somebody has a question, they're going to Justin Smoke, among other players. He's the guy who's kind of showing them the ropes. And to a certain degree, it was also Freddie Galvis before he left. He was there helping the Latin players as well, showing them the ropes. And as Ross Atkins said recently, the Blue Jays have done a lot of learning under those two players. Now, with going forward, Smoke is a free agent at the end of the season. We don't know if he's going to be back. They could go out and sign a veteran hitter in the way that the Minnesota Twins added Nelson Cruz to the lineup. But I think you get the sense in Toronto here that Biggio and Vlad and Bo are kind of going to be counted on to set the clubhouse tone themselves. The Tampa Bay Rays kind of did that with their players last year, letting the young guys create their own environment, right? And the Blue Jays, these players, these young players in the Jays have been together for a long time coming up through the minors. And, you know, it's kind of been understated that the Blue Jays have invested in even learning exercises for these guys to go through. Back in the fall, or I think it was maybe early winter, they sent them to a military complex to go through a rigorous training, I guess you would call it a exercise together, where they were in the woods, essentially, a bunch of core Blue Jays players just training like the military, trying to teach them tactics on how to encourage each other, how to foster growth within each other, how to look out for each other. And so I think these young guys are really being counted on to lead the team going forward. I don't think they're going to acquire a leader to come in and put a flag down in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I think at this point, the bigger question is which positive contributors, veteran-wise, will they add? Like, which legitimate pitchers do they add? Is there a position player who can actually help them that they might add who's a veteran? It's not about leadership. It's more about quality of play. And Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro both mentioned that they might be looking to add to that rotation as soon as this offseason. Now, David, and we are talking to David Singh. Follow him on Twitter, @ByDavidSingh, feature writer for Sportsnet and MLB.com. The question, too, now really becomes for this Blue Jays team, how much confidence is there in the front office? Because one thing we saw in Vancouver with the Canucks was, and there was a lot of criticism for this front office still, but once, you know, that Elias Pettersson showed he can play, Brock Besser came along, Quinn Hughes showed some upside, fans became a bit more optimistic about the future of the team. And we know that in Toronto, that management group, David, has been taking a lot of flack ever since they came in when Alex Anthopoulos was still there. What is the consumer confidence like for fans in that front office right now?
Yeah, I think if you were to poll Toronto fans at this particular moment, with things reaching a boiling point after the trade deadline, the majority would say they're not happy with the way the front office has moved. But you have to remember, this team is in the throngs of a rebuild, right? They earlier this season, they hit their nadir. They hit their lowest point of the rebuild. I think now things are a little bit different. The team has been playing a lot better of late. Bo Bichette has kind of calmed things down with his play, and he's given a lot of people hope. And the way the offense is performing has, you know, given a lot of thought to, okay, maybe this Jays team is on the up and up. And I think this offseason will be telling for the front office. What the front office decides to do with the pitching staff and how they decide to supplement the core, because this offense is pretty much, it's close to being ready. I mean, it's got some lumps that it has to take going forward, but there are a lot of flashes of brilliance they're seeing with this offense right now. So how the front office, you know, aids them by getting some decent pitching that can help the offense and potentially set them as a contender, maybe as early as next year, that will go a long way toward deciding how the front office is viewed in the public opinion.
He is David Singh. Follow him on Twitter at @ByDavidSingh, courtesy of Sportsnet's MLB coverage feature writer. David, always a pleasure chatting with you. I look forward to your next piece, and keep churning out that good work, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys.